Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Anthony Funderburg?
This is him.
Thank you very much. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
In the union, 8 years. Total, a lot.
In total, can you get an estimate?
Probably about 17 altogether.
Okay, thank you very much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Are you a plasterer, a tile of marble finisher, mason helper or finisher, PCC restoration, refractory bricklayer or bricklayer, marble basin, tile setter, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, stone mason?
I was in refractory.
Refractory. Okay, thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey-level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, or improver?
Improver.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
None. I've switched, grades.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Actually, I got a job with a non-union, company.
Oh. Okay, so for the purpose of this question, is that a yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Yes.
Thank you. And why did you consider dropping your union membership?
Pay, travel, and home time.
Traveling and home time?
And pay.
And what, I'm sorry?
Pay.
Stay?
Pay rate.
Okay, I'm so sorry about that.
You're fine.
That would be a pay rate, traveling, and home time.
Yes.
Okay, let me just make sure that I got that. Okay, and thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Thank you very much. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the job on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Thank you. And yes or no, in thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union or on any of them?
Didn't work union, so no.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you think or do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through the federal government or through your state or local government, or do you not know?
Probably privately.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
In the next 12 months?
In the next 12 months, yes.
Depends on the election.
And how should I record that?
If a Democrat is voted in, there'll be more unemployment. If a Republican is voted in, there'll be less unemployment.
Okay. Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Probably get worse.
Thank you. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
People, the human effect.
Okay.
Yep. People, so, incompetent workers.
Careless people on the job.
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no? Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
And now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from the one that you are least likely to get your news from. And here, the options we have are the internet or social media, radio, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming, cable news, and friends and neighbors. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from.
Friends, neighbors, 1. Social media, 1. Radio, 3. Everything else, 5.
Let me go through them. So first would be friends and neighbors. The second
1.
Would be the internet or social media. Third,
yes,
radio.
Mhm.
And the fourth one, is it more likely for you to get your news from print or online newspapers, local TV news programming, or cable news?
Cable.
Thank you. And from the last two, which are the one that is most likely the one that you get your news from, is it print or online newspapers or local TV news programming?
Local.
Local TV news programming. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we have the list. First, friends and neighbors. Second, the internet or social media. Third, radio. Fourth, cable news. Fifth, local TV news programming. And sixth, print or online newspapers. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Is it the jobs and the economy, the environment, the foreign policy, healthcare, education, support for labor unions, immigration, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that the federal elected officials support it?
Not important.
Not at all or not so important?
That's so important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Republicans.
Republicans? Or? I'm sorry, you're cutting off a bit. You said Republicans?
Yes, ma'am, Republican.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
The auto workers.
The auto workers. And do you support them somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall?
Negative 10.
And is that strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
I would say strongly disapprove.
Thank you. What about the job he has done on the economy?
Strongly, very strongly disapproved.
Thank you. What about the job he has done on support for labor unions?
I probably strongly disapprove.
Thank you. What about his job on healthcare?
He didn't do something for me necessarily on that, so I have to improve that, approve.
And is that somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. What about foreign affairs? Do you approve or disapprove? No. Yeah?
Strongly approve.
I'm sorry, you cut off? I just
strongly
got through. Disapprove. Thank you. And what about immigration?
Strongly, strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you disapprove or approve the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Is that a strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will most certainly vote.
Thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
I just go with Trump all the way.
Thank you. Now, yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
Thank you.
It helps.
Thank you. Now, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the union, of the international union? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service? This is an open-ended question. I can type your answer.
I would say let people retire earlier so that there's more chance for elevation.
You said more chance for...
For promotion.
Promotion. So let people retire earlier so there's more chance for promotion or promotion. Thank Thank you. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year or, and next? Or what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Workers' rights.
I'm sorry, you said workers?
Workers' rights.
Rights. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right, and what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it from email, union meetings, text or messages, job site, mail?
Mail.
Thank you. And how often do you hear your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
4 or more.
Thank you. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Republican.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Not very strong.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
My rate of Republican?
Yeah. No, your race, your ethnical background.
I'm 57.
This is just for statistical purposes, and just to make sure that we have the right quota.
Well, I mean, technically, I'm more Mexican than I am anything.
Okay.
25% and 75% is God knows what.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Anthony.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. You've been very kind. I thank you for your time, sir. Have a wonderful day.
You too, dog.
Thank you.
Bye.
And goodbye.